We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 3 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Monday morning, January the 6th, and the Three Live Crew is in this thing. Good morning to you, Big Rock.
Morning.
Drinkers is in this thing. What's happening?
What's up with it?
Got about a half a gallon of water right there. You going to drink that through the whole show?
Yeah, I'm trying to get done with it in a few hours.
Respect to it. Respect to it. How was your weekends?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, great weekend.
Had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New Year, trying to do new things, drinking more water.
You've been drinking water.
Hey, that's on a lot of people's list, man. Drinking water.
He's been drinking water.
Working out. That's, I saw the Gold's Gym this morning. OD, once again, you know how it starts in January.
You know, right? See, you know how it starts. Now, let me have mine.
I need to come back in February when everybody done fell off.
Do you?
I need to go somewhere and then come back in February once it's all done.
Does the Happy New Year excitement annoy you, Roxy?
Yes.
I can tell. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. Just do it and stop talking to me about it.
Exactly.
You know how many conversations I had to have over the weekend about new me, new year, new me?
Had on your nerves, didn't it? You had to have it? You got held hostage?
I got held hostage in these conversations, and I'm tired of it.
Gosh.
I know that's... You know what? Hey, Alex, I'm not going to be at my workout section today. I got something to do. That's to my trainer.
No,
I ain't been this year yet, Alex, and I'll start tomorrow.
Bro,
now,
bro.
New Year, same me, Alex.
No, bro.
What?
Bro.
I'll be there tomorrow.
He'll be there tomorrow, Alex.
Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that negativity mess up your goals,
it's really
bro.
Not negative. I'm just being real.
He's just keeping it real.
What are you keeping it real about? You can't go today?
That's right.
Why? Because this
but I'm
one,
in my
no,
mind.
No, because he was trying to work it out.
Yeah,
oh,
I was.
It's a new year.
New year, new me.
I really have been trying to work that out
in my brain. I really have, Rob.
Guess what? You just worked it out.
I won't be there, Alex.
Man, that was horrible.
Not the day.
That was horrible.
I'll be there tomorrow.
That was horrible. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She just told you. She's negative when it comes to New Year's. You let all that negativity come. Because
I'm sick of
all of your goals.
I would like to think I let all the realness overtake me.
You did.
Because I ain't going to be here today.
Man was trying to force that session in.
I was like, maybe.
That's it. Discipline. You should
discipline
be about disciplining yourself.
Let me tell you about discipline. I already said I was going to go at like 4 this morning. Didn't do that. So, how about your discipline right there? How about that?
Two Jams, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. That was Russ right there telling you it's the best on earth. We're the Three Live Crew telling you we the best on earth. What's happening?
The baby is a free man this morning, guys. There was a video that came out of the baby in court. You know he'd been arrested for battery and robbery. Him and his crew met up with a promoter, was supposed to get paid $30,000 for a performance. The promoter only had $20,000. So what did the baby and his crew do? Attacked them, pounced on them. Took $80, a credit card, and an iPhone 7 from him.
The promoter had the 7?
What iPhone are we on now?
I mean, 11.
Oh, my gosh. Are we on 11?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how old
seven,
that was.
After the 7, there's the 8, and there's the X and the XR.
Yeah.
So
and you got the 8 the plus. Promoter. You got that from the promoter.
Hey, guys, he didn't have all the money. All right? He didn't have all the money. All
right, my fault.
You're looking at the phone.
As a result of that altercation, the baby ended up in jail. Now, a lot of people were worried because when the baby actually saw the judge on Friday morning, she was like, listen, you got a warrant in Dallas, Texas. That warrant has no bond. And so I'm going to keep it that way. You're going to have to stay in jail until you figure out that situation that's going on in Dallas. Mm. Well, out of nowhere, Dallas, they just dropped the warrant. So the baby was able to bond out of jail on Saturday night. He was still charged with battery, though, not completely out of the woods yet. Has not been charged, though, with the robbery. They did drop that one charge. So we'll just be watching to see how it all works out for the baby.
You saw the video with Boosie when he found
Did
out.
Did you see that?
Oh, man.
Bro, you already see that?
Hey, bro. Oh,
yes,
man.
I saw the video.
Man, we're going to whoop that promoter. We're going to whoop that promoter's ass.
Oh, well, you got it bad with all the rappers.
No, all the rappers on you, man.
Why was he so invested emotionally?
Oh, ain't none of the rappers going down there, man.
No. Baby ain't robbed nobody. Man, hey. Y'all go ahead, man.
Hey, I love it when the music go. They start doing other stuff. Yes, I like it.
Trips that you plan for the next.
18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Little future for you right there, man. Them commas. Big night tomorrow night. Big drink in the city. We'll be over at the Dudley versus Smith game. Halftime shoot the win. A Xbox One is on the line. And I've been keeping up with Smith a little bit, and they look like, man, they really doing some damage. Silas Mason over there dropping buckets. I know you had Coach Irv in here last week, and he's collecting from the Eagles-Cowboys bet. And he was talking about how good the Eagles were going to do, and they beat Reedsville over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Does Dudley have a chance to beat Smith tomorrow night, Drank, do you think, at the halftime shoot to win?
I mean, anybody can lose any given night.
So, no?
No, I'm just saying anybody can lose any given night.
Yeah. So, if you were a betting man, you would probably put your money on Smith.
Anybody can lose.
Okay. Okay. Well, tomorrow
any given
night.
Night.
Halftime shoot to win is tomorrow night at Dudley High School. Man, the Xbox One is out there. What do you think your chances are of somebody hitting a half-court shot, Drank?
Now, here any given night, anybody can hit that shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually happens when I'm in the place.
Yeah. No.
Don't do
no,
it again.
No. That can't be said.
It usually
happens.
It sometimes happens when you're in the place.
Just don't
matter
do it
fact,
again.
I don't even think we should say it sometimes happens. I think we should just say it has happened before when you were in the place.
Mm. I was sabotaged last time. The boy shot a layup underhand. And it was an air ball.
Here we go. Here we go. Halftime shoot the win. Xbox on the line tomorrow at Dudley.
I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list. Money in your palm will make you real.
23 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's 102.
When Lamar Odom was going through some hard times, he took two of his NBA championship rings and he pawned them. Mm. And now those rings are going to be auctioned off starting on January 31st. Now, we're talking about the rings from the 2009 and the 2010 season. The back-to-back ships the Lakers got when Lamar Odom was there. What? Drank has his hands up to ask a question.
You mean back when he was going through, he pawned them?
Yes.
You mean, he did it just recently?
When he was going through.
When he's going through, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just getting some clarity on that before jokes came from somewhere they didn't even come from.
Yeah, back when he was going through.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, when he was, we all know Lamar Odom's issues. We don't have to rehash those because he's in a better place now.
Yeah,
but when he was going through, he took his championship rings, he pawned those. It's being said that they're going to auction for $50,000 each, $100,000 in total. The 2010 ring, the NBA says, like, it has pieces of the actual ball that the Lakers played within game 7 inside the ring. Like, these are I mean, they're championship rings. Like, one of them has Lamar Odom's face on it, and they're going up for auction. People are wondering if Lamar Odom is going to try to jump out there and get his rings back, but we don't know. He hasn't made any comment yet as to whether or not he's going to try to do that.
People do it all the time, Rock. People do it all the time, man.
I've seen
30 for 30s where there be athletes, man, that then hit hard times and it might not be the crack, but they just got broke and the NBA and the NFL wasn't paying as well back then as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they would have to, you know, just pawn their rings and stuff.
Dang, one there ring was nothing might go, else?
Nothing that had to come up off it. And then when you find out how much money they'll get for the ring or something, you'd be like, wow. You gave up your championship ring for that. Like, it really be nothing. Like, I'm going to try to find a story before we get up out of here. Like,
exactly.
I know I've seen it on 30 for 30.
How much, how much he got for that ring. Because now $100,000 could go for $100,000.
Yeah, 50 apiece.
Mm.
Yeah, each individual ring they're saying could go for 50.
And all he got.
We don't know how much he got.
Well, he got high. We know that.
We don't know how much he got.
We don't know how much. We know he got high, though. That's what he got for.
A day's
like,
worth.
That was nothing else.
A day's worth.
Yeah. Look at Rock. Then took herself down.
Look at her.
Flip De Niro right here featuring Lil Baby. Look. Because you remember really what Lamar was going through.
I do. He's in a better place now.
Much better. He married now. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say praise God. Wow. I got that worker from Palo that hit on
my wallet and told him we made for the... February 19th, only at Kemper's Inn RV, the RVer's trusted resource.
What's good, Winnie? What's up? What's up? 6:34, 26 minutes to 7 o'clock, 32 degrees. The high today going to be 56. No rain. The sun going to be out. What?
Happy New Year, Bone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You look the same. Ain't nothing new about you. Nope. Still looking the same.
Still doing it.
So whatever.
Serious accident in Winston-Salem on Bethania Rural Hall Road at Walker Road and an accident in Greensboro on Market Street near Landmark Drive right there near Brigham Road. Other than that, we're good. Y'all buckle up. Get it together. Get to the destination safely. Get to your destination safely. That's what I'm trying to say. That's your 102 traffic jams, Bone.
Man, this is...
What?
And you stumbled on that destination.
You knew she was going to be on me?
Yeah.
That's okay. People mess up. It's okay to mess up.
New Year, still stumbling, still can't talk good.
Speak well.
Talking about, ooh, Happy New Year. What's new for you? What's new?
The year.
What's new,
the same
sis?
Thing is new for everybody. The year. Opportunity. Opportunity, baby.
Opportunity to what? To be look great. How you looking.
To be better than I was last year, baby.
But you're not.
It's 6 days in.
But you're not.
It's 6 days in. I got time, baby.
Jam season. 102 Jam.
It's 6:35 on a Monday, January the 6th. Three Live Crew right here on your radio. Halftime shoot to win goes down at Dudley tomorrow night when the Smith Eagles come to town. Drankins will be out there with an Xbox on the line. All you got to do is hit that half court shot. Now, for Mansers, you know how it goes. Usually it's a female calling up, and she needs some assistance from the fellas. A male's perspective. Man answers. Mansers. Well, this morning.
What you looking at me for?
Because you're a woman that be needing man answers.
I ain't asked y'all nothing.
Hey, listen.
I ain't asked y'all nothing.
Since this Three Live Crew union, we have been a great person, people for you to come up and talk to, Bill Rock. You know that.
We all talk to each other.
We don't have a segment called Womansers.
We should.
Well, if you did that, then we would be supportive of that. But we don't. We have Mansers.
Well, I'm starting my own segment.
Watch this, Dot. What is it called?
I will let you know when it's time for my segment. I will let you know.
That's what she do. Get hot at you.
Well, in this particular segment. On this episode, there's a guy who has a question. 6:36, what's up?
Hey, man, I listen to y'all every morning, you know what I'm saying? I want to call y'all and get some advice from y'all on what to do.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so boom, last night, my shorty left her phone open. So I ran through her phone, come to find out, he talking to about two or three of her exes, trying to get back with him on the low.
Mm-hmm.
She used to talk to a dude. He got locked up. He got out. He live in a different state. I'm laying in the bed. She in the bed. The same time she texts him, she asking him, what you doing? You been on my mind. So I confront her about it. Oh, it's not that serious. I said, well, coming from a man point, if I was to text my ex and ask her, hey, what you doing? You on my mind. Knowing I got a girl, that's a violation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she trying to argue the fact, saying, oh, it's nothing like that. I said, well, if I'm in the bed and you take somebody you have slept with and been in a relationship saying that they on your mind, I don't think we need to be together. So I'm just trying to figure it out. She's still trying to justify it. I'm like, am I wrong for leaving?
Nah, you ain't wrong.
I'm not going to say you're not wrong for leaving. Like, I don't think everything is an end-all, be-all.
Nah, you ain't wrong.
Like, was she out of line? Absolutely. Like, if you feel like there's been a level of trust there that's been violated that you can't get back, then maybe you do need to walk. But, like, everything ain't just always a breakup situation from my perspective.
Yeah, but come on, Dot. If she was on the other foot and you saw me telling somebody I love, hey, what you doing? You was on my mind. And your girl sitting right there, Come on, brother. Violation.
Yeah. No question. I agree. Violation. I'm just not saying it's worth ending it. I don't know the depth of y'all's relationships, the parameters, none of that. I don't know. Like,
and you better than me because I'd have pushed out to bed.
Yeah.
Huh? Right. Pushed out to bed. Get your clothes on right now. Huh?
Yeah. Well, see, this is what I'm saying. When I saw the message and the timing, I remember exactly when it was. I could tell you what we was watching and everything.
Well, guess who ain't gonna be watching that with me no more?
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm on my way to work, and I'm like, I don't even think I'm going back there.
No.
Yeah, well, it don't sound like you got too much invested in the relationship.
Right. Yeah. And clearly, there are already some trust issues.
You feel me? I mean, she done called me somebody else's name 3 times, and I still stayed.
Well, my alarm went off. You should have been heard. That was their alarm saying, "Boy,
yeah."
And again, I repeat, clearly there are already some trust issues.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, I had trust issues, but I still stayed. So I'm like, I love her. So I'm like, damn, do I stay and try to work on the trust, or I just say, nah, I'm good.
Nah, she busting dudes down. Get out of there.
Say no more. And she from High Point.
That don't
what
mean
do that
nothing.
Mean?
I hung up on him, Rock.
What did that mean?
I hung up on him, Rock. I don't know. I didn't know it was a bad thing to be a woman from High Point. I didn't know.
Loving when you walk my way. Baby, you a boss. I'ma listen when you...
18 minutes to 7 o'clock. And I guess we can extend Mansers for another segment. Got a guy called in, said he would like to give some input on this whole conversation from the guy that just called up. You missed that? Man said he went through his lady's phone last night, saw that she had been in contact with, 3 other gentlemen from her past.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended it by saying she was from High Point, and I just hung up on him because it sounded like he was trying to be funny about women at High Point. I didn't know what that meant, so I just hung up, Rock.
Yeah. None of us knew what it meant.
Drank is just sitting here twisting his hair, laughing, making all these stupid faces, man. Good morning.
Free Live was good.
What's happening?
Ain't nothing. Yeah, I was calling man about old buddy.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, yeah, he better go on ahead and get up out of there, bro.
Get up out of there?
Cause, hey, soon as he said she was from High Point, I was like, yeah, if ain't from here and she from here, she definitely getting bust down.
Is the deal? What is with the High Point slander this morning?
Hey, I'm from High Point.
My boy say he from there.
And?
I know what it is. Okay. I know what it is.
What is it?
Well, what is it?
Hey, man, if these chicks got somebody from out of town, best believe it's somebody from High Point busting it down. There's too many dope boys around here that's not busting it down.
God, done. The dope boys got the boxes on lockdown there in Hot Peasy.
Dope boys bopping left and right.
Left and right. All right. I needed a thought with some bop in it.
All right, this is ridiculous.
All right, all right.
10 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio, grinding all 2020.
Aunt Becky from Full House, y'all know she's facing up to 45 years for the whole college admission scandal. Yep. Her and her husband, they haven't gone to trial yet, but they're going to trial. And if they're found guilty, 45 years is how long they could be looking at in prison. And Aunt Becky says, listen, I don't know anything about prison. Hey, I've never been in trouble in my life. So what does she do? She's hired a prison expert who's advising her on
like the Kevin Hart movie.
Yes, Drake.
Like Get Hard.
Like Get Hard, the freaking Kevin Hart movie. She has a prison expert who is advising her on what her life is going to be out if she actually has to go to prison. And if this is true, because of course this is not coming from Aunt Becky herself. Yeah. This is just rumored. If this is true, it is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life.
I want it. Now this is a reality show that you want to see. Okay. Where are the cameras when you need them?
Where are the cameras? Because supposedly the prison expert has told her, listen. Now, out here in the real world, making eye contact, that's cool. Yeah. You know, you make eye contact with people. That shows respect. But in prison, you don't make no eye contact.
Why not?
Because you might offend the wrong person. They might think that you're trying to buck up.
Well, you don't want to be in there looking at the ground.
What if somebody say something to me and I don't say nothing to them? Then they're like, oh, you trying to buck up and not look at me.
And get put to sleep in there, Aunt Becky.
Listen, you're not a prison expert. Okay.
How are they?
You are the prison expert.
Becky has seen too much TV, man. She done got nervous. She thinks she gonna be a general pop and somebody gonna be trying to take her cornbread. It's not gonna be anything like that for you, Aunt Becky.
My goodness, they say table manners are different. Like sometimes somebody might try to take your food. You have to fight over your food. That's how it is in prison, that's what they say.
Movies.
They're also teaching her like the slang and how they talk.
There is a hustle for everything. I could teach Aunt Becky these things she's being taught right now. I'm telling you, Drake. But are you hearing what she's being taught?
And she going to where Martha Stewart went.
Fat, bro. Man, y'all.
They table set. Like they got salad forks and stuff.
Where she going? Man, it is a hustle. It's a dummy born every day, man. Just find your dummy. Find your dummy and make your money.
Yeah, honey, what?
Bruh.
That's a vibe. That's a vibe. She wanna vibe. That's a vibe.
I saw an article yesterday that said the banks made $36 billion in overdraft charges last year.
Got me a few times.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
$36 billion, Rob.
That's a shame.
That's ridiculous. The penalty for being poor. 6:56, 4 minutes.
You didn't have money. Let me charge you more money.
Yeah. It's 102 Jams, man. Talk to him, Roddy. Uh-oh. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, y'all. Three live crew on your radio. Roxy is upset with Power. Drankins did not watch Power last night. If you would like to chime in on anything Power without talking too much to spoil it for Drankins, you are more than welcome to call up. But it was a cool episode.
I mean,
it was a cool episode. You're not supposed to be saying cool. It's first comeback supposed to be riveting.
Was it riveting?
Electrifying. Suspenseful.
I didn't want to set the bar too high.
Only one. No, please don't say any of those things.
Thank you. Because
it will not be accurate.
The only thing that was good. There were some good spots on that. Now, it was suspenseful spots on that episode.
What was riveting or suspenseful?
When he was in the closet.
In the closet?
Yeah. When he was in the closet and she ran up on him, you thought something was going to happen right there.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't think anything was going to happen. Mm. You know what? Why did we drag it out? Why?
Mm. Look at my girl.
They could have wrapped this
necessary.
Up in two episodes.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Keep it real.
Just keeping it real. She right.
Keep it real, my girl.
And I see what they're going to do. Carla don't like it. Carla's upset.
I'm upset about it.
Yeah, Carla's angry.
First of all, y'all took this whole long break.
Yeah, to do that.
To do this?
I mean, it was a good episode for what it was worth, but the direction they're going in, the way they about to try to daggone, I'm talking about ring it out.
The only good thing
is like,
that
man,
happened was, one, in the cell.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
And two, we got to eliminate two suspects.
Yeah.
We eliminate maybe three suspects. Questionable about one.
Yeah. Yeah, we're eliminating them, though.
That's the only good thing. But I'm like, y'all didn't have to... Man.
So you like this whole who shot Ghost, this whole countdown?
I mean, that's what I thought we were going to be doing the whole time. Not these shenanigans. Freaking shenanigans.
Does that make you want to see it more or less, Drake?
Honey, you can pull it up right here and watch it on your computer. You ain't even got to give it your undivided attention.
Dang. My goodness.
And see, she set the bar so low. Maybe that's a good thing for you.
It's a good thing for you. Yeah.
Maybe that's a good thing for you. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, y'all. Good morning. No need to say what I've been through. We already 102 Jams, 11 minutes, and it's after 7 o'clock, so that makes it 7-11. 7-11. 7 even backdoor little Joe.
Huh?
She don't know
bro, did you see the real confusion in her face, though, bro?
She don't know about that.
Don't worry about it, Rob. Listen, you're going to see school buses outside because it's time for folks to go back to school. Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here it go. Now, in the song, you might hear it say summer. Just say winter instead of summer. You understand?
Yeah. Roxy. Hey, say little kiss, you could not sleep in if you wanted to. Hey.
The United States is sending 3,000 Fort Bragg soldiers to the Middle East. Just want to keep you abreast on that whole situation. Did you see your boy Trump tweeting over the weekend, Bit Rock?
Yeah, I did.
So you spent $2 trillion on some new weapons, and we don't mind shooting those.
Yeah, it's not funny anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like it's really not funny anymore. And I think the tweeting is just so inappropriate and...
Yeah, when I at first I was definitely I definitely had some fun in that regard, but over the weekend, the more when they started putting out $80 million bounties on Trump's head and did a little a cyber hack into I didn't even know we had a national library to be hacked into, that type situation. I didn't even know what that whole situation was, very ignorantly enough, but it is definitely getting a lot more serious when they start sending troops over and things of that nature. These are people's kids and husbands and wives and brothers and sisters, and it's very serious. And I know that you, just being part of the military, probably take it from a whole different perspective as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You still got friends that are
very my best
active.
Friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's active.
21 minutes after 7 o'clock. Definitely want to say prayers to our troops, our family members, and our friends that are, you know, headed over in that area. And hopefully there will be no situation where we will even have to go to war. 21 minutes after 7, y'all. It's 102 Jams. Good morning. Down 102 Jams has a YouTube channel. Not sure if you knew that or not. This is the Bonfire featuring Black. It's called You Say. 724.
Run it down. Let's run a play now. Visit nc529.org
today. Good morning. It is 7:28 right now.
Shut
man.
Up. I'm in here.
28 minutes.
You see me walking.
Well, you was late. So.
You see me walking. You see me walking. Look ugly.
I don't have time for all that. No.
7:28. 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. I ain't got no job. I'm my own boss.
You know.
I do what I want to do.
You don't?
32 degrees.
Do that weather.
Now, how did that going to be 55? What?
Is that what you do?
You say what?
I said you do that weather. That's what you do.
I'm going to have to check. I thought I saw a sign that said she wasn't welcome in the building no more. Yeah.
Thank you. Well,
yeah, I'm glad she. Because yes, I thought I saw a sign. 32 degrees.
Thank you.
Get your coat. Going to be clear and cold. 55 will be the high.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It's way too cold out there right now to hit 55. And it's going to be like 70 this weekend.
It's too cold to be walking home.
In Winston-Salem, it's a serious accident on Bethania Rural Hall Road at Walker Road and in Kernersville, NC66, north of I-40 right there, Kernersville Medical Parkway. There's a very serious accident there as well. Other than that, we should be okay. Buckle up, drive safe. That is your 102 traffic jams.
Look right there. Look out there.
No, no, not look.
Trying to convince Larry to give her a ride home. Look out there. Look out.
B-Day fun for everyone.
Party on the radio.
A party.
It's 7:33, y'all. 33 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio this Monday morning. If it's your first time listening, women call up with questions. Drinkins and I give the man answers, and we call that mansers. Got a young lady on the phone that said we should know her. What'd you say?
I just wanted to call you guys and tell you thank you. You were a significant part of my dad being in my child's life. Y'all probably remember me. Remember I called up and then my child's father called back up?
Yeah,
y'all was beefing.
Yeah, we were going back and forth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since then, I don't know what happened. We never talked about the radio thing, but we've been co-parenting since then.
Oh, that's
and
what's up.
It just came to my memory today, because today's picture day, and my baby's first year in kindergarten, and both of us were able to be up there at the same time.
Look at that.
Aww.
I mean, something little.
No,
that's a lot. That is a big deal. Yeah.
Huge deal. And to catch the people up, she and correct me if I'm wrong, but you called up to put him on blast one morning. And he got wind of it, and he called up and defended himself. And from there, it opened up communication between the two of you all. Mm-hmm. And now you all on a positive co-parenting situation with the baby.
Yeah, You're 100% correct.
That's Look awesome. At God.
That is awesome, man.
I felt like I was right. 100% hands down right. But I was not listening to what he was feeling at either.
Mm-hmm.
It was all anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I had both to listen to him coming from somewhere else. And then it was like, okay, we can get along. We've been together 10 years. We can get along.
I'm glad both of you all were mature enough to have that perspective on it.
For real.
Because everybody yeah, doesn't.
I just wanted to let you take. Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank y'all.
That makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah, that's dope. Like, that's not small. Like, when you say it's small, like, the fact that both of you all could put enough ego to the side to come together and be amicable for the baby, and like, that's tremendous, dog.
Because that was probably a big deal for your baby.
Absolutely.
Both of y'all being
yeah,
there.
He was not probably. Trouble. He was doing all types of, he was acting out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can just see the happiness all over him when he sees us. Co-parenting, he understands that we're not together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, us being able to do things as a family still.
Yeah.
Happiness
well, you can outside. You can see the happiness that on our face in here. I tell
man,
you that.
That really That's right. makes me smile.
Me and Dottie awesome. Here smiling because we helped you out with Mansers. Me and Dottie here smiling. We
that
helped
is,
you out.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Well, I just want to tell you guys, I owe you $1 billion and I love you guys. Thank you.
Hey, that's
wait, so, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm at Wells Fargo.
I was going to say, are you getting close to that billion? How close are you to that billion?
I'm at Wells Fargo. No, serious.
All right.
I got to get there first.
Oh, girl.
I was going to say, I'll take an eighth, though.
Y'all gave him $1 billion.
Hey, I'm praying for y'all to get to that billion so you can bless my bank account.
I mean, I take an eighth today.
Okay.
Thank you, Drake.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
No doubt, man. Hey, make sure when you post the pictures for Picture Day, tag the 102 Jams page so we can repost it.
Yeah.
I sure will.
All right, man. You be good, babe.
Bye-bye.
It's 7:40. 20 minutes away from 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
I got a DM over the weekend, and the girl said that Trey Songz should be on my scumbag list right at the top with Future.
Mm.
And I'm like, whoa.
Mm.
Now, that is a statement, girl. Why are you saying that?
It's a large claim.
That is a large claim. You know how I feel about Future.
Detest.
And I'm like, why? Why would I put Trey Songz on the list with Future? It was reported over the weekend, y'all, that Trey Songz has been hit with a sexual assault lawsuit. He's being sued by an unnamed woman. She is going by Jane Doe at the time for over $10 million. She's suing him for assault, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligent infliction of emotional distress.
Mm.
Now, according to this woman, this happened 2 years ago, New Year's Day, January 2018. She says she and Trey Songz were chilling at Diddy's New Year's Eve party. After Diddy's New Year's Eve party, they go to a club in Miami. While they were at the club in Miami, she's in his VIP booth, and Trey Songz forced his hand down her pants, did something with his hands while they were down there, and she did not give him permission to do so. I hope my description was enough for you to paint a picture of what happened.
Is it this right here, what I'm doing?
Yes. Will you grow up? I work with children. She says that she was not Trey Songz's only victim that night. There was another woman who claimed Trey Songz did the same thing to her in his VIP booth.
Mm.
So, this is what we know as of right now. Trey Songz has not officially responded to the lawsuit, but he did put a picture up on his Instagram of himself, and the caption was "Blessed, stressless," with a smiley face emoji. So I am assuming that was his like unofficial response as of right now.
Mm. What you look at me for? What I'm supposed to say to
I don't
this?
Know. You can adjust at your microphone like and set up in your seat like you were about to say something.
That's so all I can do is adjust my microphone. But, I can't say
But in the DM I got, the chick, she was talking about this incident. Then, you know, he also had the incident with the girl at All-Star Weekend who claimed he punched her in the face. You also have another girl that claims she was sexually assaulted by Trey Songz in a nightclub.
Mm.
We got the situation with Keke Palmer. That's come back up in light of this.
Refresh me with Keke Palmer.
She was at his house for a house party, drinking, having a good time, and cameras come out for a video, and she says that she did not agree to be videoed by Trey Songz, and he tried to use intimidation to get her to agree to being in the video. Eventually, he put her in the video anyway, and there was a lot of blowback for him putting her in the video without her permission. Just a few instances. Then she also brought up, remember when Trey Songz got mad on the stage and assaulted that police officer?
They cut the lights off. He was upset. Dang.
So just, you know, a lot of instances of explosive behavior.
The difference between him and Cuba is I've yet to see Trey Songz with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken on his head taking a pic.
A good point.
When I start seeing, and I've yet to see him on stage yelling just stuff.
Obscenities
at the crowd. So when that happened, I might be more on it.
It's 10 minutes and it'll be 8 a.m. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Did you guys check out any of the football that happened over the weekend? You enjoyed the games?
Yes.
Yeah, which one did you catch?
Did you see New England? Vikings and Saints.
Oh, saw that one?
Dang.
Night to the Saints, man.
Yeah,
Vikings
move on.
I was
going for the Vikings. I was happy.
Yeah, Vikings move on to play San Francisco. Seattle last night beat Philadelphia. They move on to play Green Bay. Houston got a dub. They will play Kansas City, and the Titans beat New England. They will play Baltimore. We're right here to the final eight right here.
Yeah.
When it gets real good, real good. Hey, LeBron James' son, Bronny James, got his very first D1 offer. Did y'all hear?
No.
From who?
And it was from an HBCU.
Who?
North Carolina Central University, Coach Moulton.
I
thought that was super, super dope. I thought that was super, super dope. Yeah.
That's surprising.
His first D1 offer. Well, I mean, he's a freshman.
He's a freshman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bronny just a freshman.
I'm tripping. I thought he was a junior. No,
he just a freshman.
Well, I feel like I've been watching him play basketball for mad years.
Yeah. That's how it be happening.
We've been watching this boy that long.
That's how it be happening.
Oh, please.
See, that's his daddy.
Jeez.
That's his daddy.
They ain't going to do it.
Nah, they not.
I
wish they would,
man. Watch all this talk. LeBron wears his HBCU stuff. Uh-oh. Yeah. All of them
all
do
all
it. Watch when it
does
gets.
Does LeBron wear the HBCU stuff?
Yes. He wear it to a game. You know, they got pictures of that. But watch when Bronny be a senior. Y'all watch.
At that time, you might not even have to go to school or nothing. Bronny might just go straight to the league.
I don't even think he'll probably be going to college anyway.
Because the goal for them is to play together in the NBA. That's what they're trying to do. Father and son tandem. 8 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it straight out the lot.
One of our favorite couples could be back together, Dot. Big Sean and Janae Aiko.
I've been seeing pictures.
I've been seeing them.
Yes.
They've been popping up all over each other's social medias and stuff. And I think they back together.
I'm hoping for it.
I knew
How
they was
long
getting
will
back
they
together.
Last? How long?
They're going to get married this time.
Yeah, I knew they was getting back.
Long haul, man.
Married?
Yes, man.
When that girl said that boy 9 times in a day, I knew they was getting back.
Osama bin
6 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. Monday morning, you're listening to 102 JAMZ.
And just to pop it off, ain't no first day back to school 2020 picks. Because I've been seeing them.
Well, clearly they are.
School been in.
If you've been
school
seeing
been
them,
in.
Then they are a thing then.
School been in.
Not in 2020.
Anywho, what do you believe? Two quick stories. First one, over the weekend, y'all remember Bad Baby, right? The chick Bad Baby.
She's one of them.
Yeah, she. You know what I'm talking about.
What is she? Catch Me Outside.
Catch Me Outside.
Okay.
Catch Me
How
Outside.
About that?
Oh, I thought it was Bad Barbie. Is it Bad Baby?
Who knows?
Okay.
Okay. My bad.
I thought it was Bad Barbie.
Anywho,
too.
Bad Barbie. Adrian Broner jumps in her DMs. Says, get at me, crazy girl. But oh, she's 16.
She's 16 now?
Yes. Look at Roxy's face.
I thought she was 16 on the show.
And look that was a good 3 years ago.
Easy. Look
so
at
she's
Roxy.
Not of age now?
Mm-mm.
not Roxy, which everybody thought. I know I thought she was at least 18.
I did too.
At least 18. So of course people were getting on Adrian Broner, and she tried to out him like this. Get the, you know, he was in my DMs and all this other stuff. But Adrian Broner responded. He was like, "Hey, honest mistake. Don't nobody want to date no kid." But I fault Instagram for not having people's ages on their profile. I thought she was grown by the way she be moving out here. What do you believe?
I did too.
Yeah, that's valid.
That's
valid. So I'm on Broner's
side. So you're on Broner's side, right? Yeah. Okay. I thought I was tripping. I was like, well, I can see that mistake, Adrian. Too.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, you know, shenanigans on shenanigans.
Shenanigans on shenanigans. Yeah. And Adrian does like him young because, you know, she looks like she's 20-something.
Yeah.
But she's moving right along.
Adrian like him weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I said.
He's
that's
weird, man.
Child right up his
Remember
alley.
When that boy got beat and then at the end of the fight, talking about some, I beat that boy.
Yeah.
Y'all know I beat that boy.
Yeah.
He got whooped.
Yeah.
So yes, he likes, he's weird, Roxy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I beat that boy.
Yeah. Just like that.
I beat that. Y'all saw me beat that boy.
But he didn't beat that boy. He didn't beat him. He didn't.
Moving right along. Summer Walker shenanigans, guys. And I think it's shenanigans. Because when you're as big as Summer Walker, you definitely can find a plug, can't you, Dot?
Yes.
Can't you? I don't care whatever city you go to. You can find a plug, Summer Walker. But listen to Summer in Miami.
Watch out, Miami. They out here selling people oregano seasoning. Yeah. $75 for some grass.
Dang, she got hit with the rolling hills.
She got beat.
So apparently, yeah, she got beat. She's sitting there with a little bag. And it looks every bit of oregano.
Dang.
$75 for some grass.
It might have been a quick hand-to-hand, though,
Drank. You now, Drank, of all
got.
People.
I didn't got got.
You but got got me. In Bahamas.
That
you
was
got
me.
Got in the Bahamas.
Years ago.
So, but you should not be judging when you got
You can't
beat.
Say no. Roxy, that's on the streets of Bahamas, and it's not legal, and I'm in a foreign place, and I'm like, well, I'm not even standing here too long. I'm
She's
get
a foreign place. She was
Miami.
In Miami. She didn't know. It's foreign to her.
Brian got right here in Winston, right there in Rolling Hills.
You did?
Right there in Rolling Hills. Freshman year at State, we done rolled down there. We looked green. They knew we were green.
It got God.
Went in there and bought the 20. Two big pillar cases of two big dimes.
Now I'm shocked you would be sitting here so judging really, like you are.
So really, I shouldn't be that one shot. Some ought to be shocked.
Why?
Because like as famous as I am, they looking at me like I'm green.
Yeah.
They know I'm not right.
I mean, she definitely got hustle.
She got hustle. Shouldn't be happening. Right it shouldn't be happening. Rolling She's too hills. Big.
Yeah, about 2001. Yeah, that happened. The police, 102 Jams, 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. 3 Live Crew rocking with you. And every now and then, like Tourette's almost, Roxy just... tells me another part of Power last night that really upset her. And I ain't going to hold you. That store run, Rock.
Oh, my gosh.
That store run.
Me
and C was in the bed blanking like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Why is that necessary right now?
Because we got to set this scene up.
We got to drag these episodes out.
They didn't have to.
We got to drag these episodes out.
You be quiet. You don't get to talk until you see the episode.
We rich and we need the tax write-offs.
13 minutes after 8 o'clock.
And it's time for birthday trivia.
Yep.
Whee! I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, are you ready?
Ready.
Drake, are you ready?
As ever.
All right. This first birthday, he's an NFL quarterback who this season became the first Drake ever...
Is!
Drake.
The first ever. He did.
I need an answer in 3, 2,
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston is correct.
What? The first ever what? 30 interceptions, 30 touchdowns, ain't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's what I was about to say. The first ever to throw at least 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions in a season. Dot, to steal the point, how old is Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston is 27.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Jameis Winston?
He 29.
That is incorrect as well. Dot, so close. 26 today. 26. All right. This next guy, he is a former rapper, one-hit wonder, former Love and Hip Hop.
Drakus.
Drake.
In Love and Hip Hop, I had to just jump out there.
Good luck.
One-hit wonder. Peter Guns.
I need an answer. Yes, Peter Guns is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Peter Guns?
Oh, Peter Guns is... 46.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Peter Guns?
Have you seen his skin? You knew you were supposed to go higher. What skin is like a yellow Everest?
I need an answer. How old is Peter Guns?
Peter Guns, 54.
That is incorrect. Not quite that old. 51 today. 51. The score is currently 2-0.
That's it?
All right. That's it. Yes. All right. This chick here, she is the original reality show HBIC. Some of her most notable quotes. Drake.
I love New York. New York.
New York is correct. New York is correct.
I knew New York, but I didn't know her real name.
Dot, I will let you steal a point if you could tell me her real name.
I don't.
Can I steal it back? Can I steal it back?
You said you didn't know her real name.
Can I steal one? Can I get an extra?
No. Dot, to steal a point, how old is New York?
New York is 35.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is New York?
Her name is Tiffany.
Yes, her name is Tiffany.
And should be a point. And she is 30. No, she's got to be 41.
That is incorrect. You were about to say it. 38 years old today.
What?
38 years old.
You ain't coaching.
And with a score of 3-0, Drankins is once again victorious in birthday trivia.
Lay them straight.
Dot, you're starting off a little rough here in 20.
Lay them straight.
I noticed,
Big Rock.
If it is your birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Anybody want to put a bet down now? Lay them straight? Huh?
Go ahead.
He done got the feeling himself. Said, yeah. What's the bet?
I was just asking if y'all wanted to. I didn't say I was doing it.
What's the bet?
I'll wait for about 3 more wins. Then I'll do it.
17 minutes after 8, y'all. Be too busy doing me to see what he do. Did anybody see the Golden Globes last night?
No.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it, man. I enjoyed watching it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Golden Globes. Huh?
Yeah. Missing Link, some freaking cartoon beat Toy Story 4, which really had me confused, and it beat Frozen 2. People were upset about that, too. But I just wondered if you saw it. Beyonce was on there. She looked nice. Her and Jay-Z was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salma Hayek looked amazing. She's still gorgeous as hell. She's like 936 years old. She's gorgeous. 20 minutes after 8, y'all. Good morning.
8:34 in the morning. And we still cold out there at 34 degrees. Sunny, though.
Little dusty outside.
Clearly.
See, a little dusty. If you got you know, allergies or something, be careful out there.
Excuse me.
No need. 55 is the high.
6-2-1. Those are the accidents in Winston, Greensboro, and Kernersville. Winston-Salem, I-40 westbound between Union Crossroad and 52, exit 193A. I-40 business westbound between 5th Street, exit 7, and MLK Jr. Drive. Highway 421 southbound between Peace Haven Road and I-40. 52 northbound between Clemensville Road, exit 105, and Sprague Street, which is exit 108. And 52 southbound between Northwest Boulevard, exit 110D, and I-40 Business. Just that whole 52 southbound and northbound area is just super, super, super congested. In Greensboro, Tarrant Road at Chimney Rock Road, there's an accident. And I-40 eastbound between Gallimore Dairy Road and Guilford College Road. And finally, in Kernersville, there's a serious accident on NC-66. North of I-40, right there at Kernersville Medical Parkway. Y'all buckle up and get to your destination safely. It is too cold outside to be on the sides of the ROADS. That's your 102 traffic jams.
Jam season. 102 Jam.
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow. 8:40, man.
Added some notes in there.
20 minutes to 9. I sure did. Is that a problem with you?
No.
Is that a problem with you?
Uh-uh. No. Not at all.
Damn. Can't add a note or two? I was doing a cover.
His was just like the karaoke version.
Yeah, yeah.
Not you a fool for this one.
I'm not sure these are compliments. Doesn't feel like a compliment, I'll tell you that.
Some people who watched Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, I was not one of them.
Nor was I.
I said, listen, no. Okay, I got all I was going to get from one. What more can be said? And I wasn't interested at all. But guys, then I came up on this article. Doc's making a face at me. But Dad, wait, listen, before you write it all. I came across this article, 6 takeaways from episode 2 of Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, The Reckoning. And I got to reading the 6 takeaways, and I'm like, well, now I might have to watch. Because I just need to see these people.
What was the takeaway that made you say I might have to watch? Give me one takeaway.
One?
Out of the 6.
I can only give you one.
And I'll see if I want to hear any more. You got right now to get me to that side. Out of the 6 takeaways, give me one that would make me say, you know what?
All right. R. Kelly allegedly raped his hairdresser, Lanita Carter, but the details of how it all went down made me say, what? Now, she was on call. She was pretty much on call for R. Kelly. She said that she would be with him at least 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And it was like $100 every time she went to give him a, it says hairdresser, but.
Yeah, braid.
Yeah,
hand.
Maybe that's, you know, when he had braids. Yeah, okay. So she said that it was $100 every time she went over there. She said that the two of them bonded when they confided in each other that they were both molested as kids. Mm-hmm. But like, as soon as she made that admission to him, she says R. Kelly forced her to perform oral sex. Now, she also says that she did file a police report, and even though she had evidence to support her claim, she just settled out of court with R. Kelly with a civil suit.
Mm-hmm. So now she's doubling back on the back end doing this documentary now.
I got to watch to she find out.
She done got the money right there in the 90s. Now she done doubled back on the documentary, though,
Rob. I got to watch to find out. Because I just want to hear, you know how you read something or you hear something secondhand and it's a little bit different than when you hear it like from the horse's mouth? I just want to hear the story from her. And all the details.
That didn't attract her to your little nosy ass side, ain't it, Rob? She's so nosy, bro. That's what, look at my boy drink.
I'm going to shut up. Gonna double back.
Then after they got paid though.
I'ma shut up.
And look a little nosy. Wanna give it the ratings.
Just episode 2 though.
Oh yeah, you're gonna not stop the there. Other. Yeah. You're part of the problem. Mix up a 102 Jams, 15 minutes to 9 o'clock. What'd you say about this whole R. Kelly thing, babe?
So I was just listening to your commentary on the R. Kelly show. And I just wanted to point something out to you.
What?
Because I've been following this case for weeks. So, on the documentary, the young lady who was his hair braider, she did not get sexually abused by him after she admitted she was molested when she was younger. She got abused by him because he thought that she was having a relationship with one of his friends at the studio. It wasn't until after he heard that something went down between the two of them, he called her at home, and he was enraged, and he said, I'm supposed to be your big brother. You never disclosed to me that you and this guy were messing around. And she said, but we weren't. I swear we weren't. She said, he tried to mess with me, and I stopped him. So that's when he asked her to come to the studio, and that's when he did that to her.
Yeah.
Dang, so who was
see,
that?
That's why I got, see, that's why I got the watch.
Look, see?
Because this done got twisted in my summary.
I don't think you got to watch it, though. I think, like, this is enough for you right here. This should be enough.
No.
This not enough?
No. I got to hear it from her.
All right.
The one thing about her story I did not like is it's like she kept repeating herself. It's like they extended her story much longer than it needed to be.
Okay. They pulled a power episode, right? Yeah, just drug it out.
Yeah, they drug it out. They drug her part out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Trips that you plan for.
Boy, my Tar Heels look so damn bad. 13th in the ACC. Got smacked around by Georgia Tech. Up next is a Pitt team that just lost to Wake Forest. Then we play Clemson on the 11th. And I don't know what's going to happen. But it could be the first time that Clemson beats Carolina in Chapel Hill in the history of the rivalry.
They will.
That can happen. Get that stupid look off your face.
I didn't even say anything.
You get that stupid look off your face.
Well, admit it, man. Admit it ahead of time. They will.
Bro, I said it at the beginning of the season. Yeah, I've been highly documented on the record of stating that.
Clemson gonna be.
It's 102. Two cups. Toast up with the game. With all them n****s and whoever they got hanging with. 102 Jams, it's 9-11. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, 3 live on your radio. And yes, Drankins will be at Dudley High School tomorrow night. Smith versus Dudley. An Xbox One is on the line. Halftime shoot to win pays off.
I need me a warm-up, a Dudley warm-up.
Mm.
Shooting shirt and pants.
Mm.
That's what I'm coming out with, halftime shoot to win. Let's make it happen over there, Coach Wade.
That should be interesting.
Ferg, you hear me, Ferg? Coach Ferg, you hear me?
Bro, you really like jumping out there. If you get to that game tomorrow, you in some jeans.
Ferg and Wade, y'all hit.
And a Jams jersey.
And a damn Jams jersey.
Ferg and Wade, y'all hear me?
Why don't you just text them and then surprise the people with it versus jumping out there and putting the hands out?
I need audio witnesses. People heard me say it. Drake want to be out there in Dudley, full shooting shirt and in the layup line like Drake was Kentucky. Oh, I can't do that in my city.
No.
Drake ain't even from Kentucky. He was down in Kentucky shooting line. I can't be in Dudley shooting line.
No.
In the city.
He did say something. Now, Drake was
Drake ain't from Kentucky, but he was in Kentucky in their line.
And he don't even rep Kentucky no more.
I can't get in Dudley line.
Hear him say nothing about Kentucky basketball no more.
Don't. On that wave of that team that was good.
Matter of fact, that's what from him, the rest of the basketballs. If Drake at your school,
oh my God,
he in the layup line. I got to be in the layup line.
I was on the side.
See,
I was.
These boys be in the layup line. Games, Rob.
I got to be in the layup line.
Drake, that's not a time for playing and shenanigans. See, you trying to be cute and all of that. They getting ready for their game.
They play Smith,
they don't have
Rob.
Time for that. And they playing Smith,
yes,
too?
Yes, man.
I had totally... Yes. That slipped my mind.
No, man.
We ain't got time for you.
No, you just go out there at halftime.
Let me dribble them out, though. When they come out, when they call, let me be the first one. Let me do that. Ferg, wait, what up?
Bad to you, Vegas.
At 1520 to 1120. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or
staples.com/savings
for details.
9:30 in the morning. And I just got to a part in Powell and it just disgusted me. Because I knew it wasn't real. Dragging out the episodes. 34 degrees.
What part?
In jail. When they're giving Dre the eye.
Yeah, when they were ready to murk him, and then he get called out.
They gave him the "we're getting ready to murk you" eye.
Yeah. Oh, no, they wanted him to know.
So they want you to know.
Yeah, at that point.
So don't nobody come up behind you and just hit you with a cup like KK.
They ain't feel like it was nothing he could do.
34 degrees. 55 will be the high. Sunny out there, y'all going to be chilly.
But my thing was they were worried about getting caught.
But we gonna stand the crime, there.
But we gonna do it in this common area in front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
Yeah, the little one with the little afro that I don't really like. What's his name? Mouse or something. I don't know what his name is. But he was the one like being all scary, but then standing right there by the door. Like he waiting
you
for him
to come.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Why? Who gave him that afro? His tape ain't even good.
All right.
It ain't blended well.
In Greensboro, there's an accident on Market Street at English Street and stop-and-go traffic on I-40 eastbound between Gallimore Dairy Road and Guilford College Road. In Winston-Salem, stop-and-go traffic on 421 southbound between Peacehaven Road and I-40. And in Kernersville, there's an accident on NC-66 north of I-40 at Kernersville Medical Parkway. And lastly, in High Point, Clenard Farms Road at Highway 68, there is an accident. Let's get it together out there, folks. And do what you gotta do in living color.
And Two-Bit just got one face.
What you mean? That the lip, what you?
Yeah.
It's always like.
He can't play none, no other
nothing
person.
Nothing else but a thug.
Yeah.
Thug, that's it.
B-Day giveaways. 102 Jam.
9:35, y'all, 25 minutes away from 10 a.m. And yes, the Three Live Crew is right here on your radio saying good morning.
Grand opening, grand closing. Mm. Child, after all them shenanigans, mm-hmm. it's over. Mm. Rumor has it, April and Lil Fizz are done.
Mm.
That fast. Why do people believe that? Because they have unfollowed and blocked each other on Instagram.
Now you know
in this day and time,
yep.
when you get to unfollowing your boo, that yep. means something done went down.
Yes.
That means something done went down. So everybody is assuming that the relationship is over almost as quickly as it began.
Last laugh, Omarion. Ha ha ha.
Last laugh, Drankins. Still making for a great season of L.A. Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood?
Hollywood.
This is for the show, you believe?
What else is it for?
Got to be.
What is it for?
It may be for because they really broke up.
What is it for? Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness?
For the show.
What is it for? What do you think it's for?
Hmm.
Huh?
Hmm.
Court proceedings?
Two times.
What do you think it's for?
Yup.
102 Jams, 20 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. Three Live Crew on your radio. I'm reminding you that we are keeping the troops in our prayers. Told you earlier this morning, 3,000 Fort Bragg soldiers were deployed to the Middle East. Roxy was talking a little bit earlier just how she even has friends who are in the military who are a bit anxious right now and a bit worried, concerned that they may get deployed. The joking part of it has pretty worn off at this point. If you're still putting out World War III jokes, you probably missed the funny boat on that. At this point, it's a bit irritating. It's a little bit more serious now with Iran putting an $80 million bounty on the head of Donald Trump. Drankins was in here talking earlier about a video he saw. That video said it was a year old. It was last February that they had made that video, but It definitely made its rounds this weekend where it was the one of the leaders over there in Iran just saying, listen, when we talk about death to America, we're not talking about the citizens of America. We have no issue with the citizens of America. We're talking strictly to the leaders. And, you know, but in that same vein, like our leaders are a representation of us. So if they are to go to war on this soil, like with their is the fear of casualties here in the United States. And, you know, we just... You know, it's really out of our control. We're just praying that we can just get this over with as soon as possible with the least amount of damage and the least amount of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was saying earlier, like at this point, I feel like Iran may be like they have to retaliate in some sort of degree just because of how they feel they were so insulted by us, you know, killing one of their top generals.
Did you see that man's funeral?
Thousands, right? Now, I saw a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, people, because I put that up. I said, so you were meaning to telling me that this man was hated by his people? And there were people telling me, like, listen, like, there were forces there that were telling people that if they did not go to the mourning, they would be killed. So it could be a bit of propaganda. But I don't know what to believe. All I know is it was thousands upon thousands upon thousands
like
upon
country.
Thousands of people all mourning the death of Qasem Soleimani. And, you know, Donald Trump is on our side saying, you know, bragging about how much he spent in military weaponry, said $2 trillion. And he said this is, you know, in the event that we are attacked, if anybody is hurt from the American side of things from Iran, that we will retaliate and it will probably be disproportionate to, you know, in other words, we going for the gusto.
Yeah.
Like we're going to send everything we got.
Yeah.
And that's scary because even on their side, like, I don't want any casualties for their citizens that have absolutely nothing to do with this. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they sitting over there like us, sitting over here.
Legit.
You know?
Legit, man. 17 minutes and it'll be 10, y'all. Yeah.
Come over here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach him how.
102 Jams here, 3 Live Crew on your radio. And Roxy let us know that the baby was finally out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
It had that man locked up. Then they saw he had some warrants in Dallas. Was trying to keep him down in Dallas. Were trying to send him over to Dallas.
Yeah, because he had to resolve the warrants in Dallas before the judge in Miami would let him get out on bond.
Mm.
And the charges in Dallas, they were just dropped.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no explanation as to why they were or how they were. They were just dropped.
The mother ain't going away too soon, though.
What, the Miami one?
I saw that lawyers were reaching out to that boy. That promoter, they said lawyers was reaching out to him.
Were they?
To give him help.
Everybody trying to get
what?
The baby.
Yeah.
Baby, baby, baby.
The promoter, he gonna get paid.
The promoter was wrong as hell, though. The promoter shorted him to 10 bands. You heard, Boost.
But listen.
Dot, $10,000 to compare to what he ought to do. Just let that fight out. Has going to fight out in court. You 10 grand?
It's the principle. It's the principle, Smokey.
When you got a quarter bill in your hotel room?
It's the principle, Smokey. It's the principle. I can't be out here and let you promoters think y'all can daggone finesse me for 10 bands at a time. No, that's not how it's done.
Mm. Yeah, you see how it's done. You see
who had that aerial view of the shot though? Who was filming?
I don't know. Now that I don't know.
What bird's eye view? I'm telling you,
it was a good view too.
Whenever I see something, my first question is always who did the filming? Because their hands be so sturdy. Like, I be trying to show Carla Isaiah doing workouts on the damn FaceTime, and then I miss him shooting the ball because I'm sitting there looking. I don't understand how people be so nice with their camera work.
Good the view. Street looked kind of residential. Could have been in the hood, somewhere down, wherever they were. Yeah. So, and the phone quality was iPhone 8.
Well, that's what I need, something to go down in front of me so I could just film it and you, send it to TMZ.
Phone out. Guess who won't have their phone TMZ. Out in time? No, you won't have. No, hell Willa. No.
That'll never happen for me.
Right. You've been in a situation where you text us instead of sending us pictures. So you know you're not going to be down doing no pictures and videos.
I'm just glad it was confirmed it was apple juice they poured on.
And I was sitting there like, who just has apple juice?
That was a big spot.
Then I thought about it, the babies.
Yeah.
Babies do that. I mean, it like Harrison, baby, on baby drop. When I hop in, I got me a milli. I did it legitly. I'm still with this. I'm a hot. 102 Jams, 5 minutes. It'll be 10 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio. Drankin's over there watching Power. He just saw when Dre had to go use the bathroom in the Fed truck.
And the FBI just stopped the car over under a bridge and let Dre get out and use the bathroom. And then he ran through
all right. The box. Roddy Rich right here. 5 minutes till 10 o'clock.
There's no wheat in New York.
Let him spoil wheat it. It ain't good anyway.
It what?
You listening to 102 Jams.
This is 3 Live Crew.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.